The fate of Pakistan's former Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani hangs in balance. An anti-corruption court has issued an arrest warrant for Gilani and senior People's Party leader Amin Fahim over corruption charges. Gilani, who served as Pakistan's Prime Minister from 2008 to 2012, is accused of granting tens of millions of dollars in subsidies to fake trading companies. Despite repeated orders, Gilani and Fahim refused to appear before the court, forcing it to issue an arrest warrant for them.
Now the former Prime Minister and the President of Pakistan People's Party parliamentarian, who is a seasoned parliamentarian, will have to face a court in the in context of these serious charges. And issuance of the warrants from the court is itself a very significant development.
Gilani and Fahim are senior leaders of Pakistan People's Party, which ruled from 2008 to 2013, but suffered a heavy defeat in the last year's general elections. Pakistan's Supreme Court removed Gilani from his post in 2012 after he refused to reopen a corruption case against the then-president Asif Ali Zardari. The People's Party has rejected the recent allegations as politically motivated.
As a matter of fact, a number of cases were lodged against the People's Party leadership in the past also. And history proved, the time proved that those cases were fake, false, and frivolous.
The case against Gilani is the latest in a series of corruption scandals facing by senior members of People's Party, including Asif Ali Zardari himself.
Before becoming the country's Prime Minister, Yusuf Raza Gilani had served a jail term over charges of misusing his authority when he was Speaker of the National Assembly. However, it remains to be seen if he will indeed be convicted as a result of this latest corruption scandal. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.